Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Randy Merritt, who's president with Shaw Industries. Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. Hope you are.
I'm doing well. Thanks for being with us. I don't get a chance to talk to you that much, and I wanted to interview you about a very noble thing that Shaw is doing around the St. Jude Dream Home giveaway. That's an ongoing sponsorship that you're doing. But before we get into that, let me just ask you real quick. I know a lot of people would be curious to hear from your perspective a little bit about market conditions. What's going on out in the market right now with the flooring sales?
Well, I guess it depends on which vantage point you have, where you're looking from. Kemp, business is not terrible. Mm-hmm. It's the middle of summer. You know, we're coming off of certainly four or five challenging years, and I think we've certainly seen the bottom. And like I say, it really just depends on which segment you're looking at. Mm-hmm. The commercial part of the world continues to seem pretty strong, particularly if you're selling carpet tile, and that's been a positive for us and I think for the industry. But you get on the residential side, and it's a steeper climb. Mm-hmm. The apartment business is pretty good, as it normally is this time of year. There's been a good bit of new construction in the apartment universe, and there's a good bit of replacement work as well, as we're seeing occupancy rates at not record highs, but certainly healthy highs. We're even seeing some positives in new single-family home construction. I think I read this week that they're now estimating to finish roughly 369,000 homes this year residentially, and that's certainly up from last year by maybe as much as 20%. So that's positive.
All right. So why do you think the consumer is being so conservative? They seem to be kind of in a funk.
Well, you read the same newspapers I do. There's all sorts of information out there. I mean, but we're getting into a little bit of a political paralysis, if you will. Mm-hmm. The election coming up, I think people are nervous about that, certainly paying attention to what's going on both sides there. The dysfunctionality of Europe has certainly got everybody's attention, and that's beginning to affect the U.S. a little bit. And then there are other issues. I mean, there's the continuing unemployment issue or underemployment, where people aren't working the hours they used to. Borrowing money continues to be a challenge. So that at least on the glass is half empty side, those are challenges the consumers see out there facing them today.
Mm-hmm. And since you're with the Berkshire Hathaway Company, and I know that Warren Buffett is considered the oracle or the guy that's got his finger on the pulse of things, as you look at 2013, 2014, do you see, unless something crazy happens in Europe, do you see a pretty good pull out of this next year, or what do you anticipate?
Well, I certainly don't want to even try to speak for Mr. Buffett, but at least here in the Shaw world, what we see is an improving environment once we get past this election period. I mean, as there are some negative factors affecting the market, there are some positives, too. I mean, interest rates continue to be at record lows if you can find a place to borrow the money. Energy prices have come down some this summer. Gas prices are low. That's certainly a positive in the consumer's eyes. You know, housing prices, we're starting to see in some markets around the country, housing prices may be starting to rise a little bit. So I think we're headed out of this malaise that we've been in for the last 5 years, but it's going to be a slow climb out, particularly residentially.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the reason I called, and I appreciate, again, the time. You know, this is the first year you're doing this, and I think you've signed up for an ongoing participation with this, but you're one of two national sponsors with this St. Jude Dream Home. Just a couple of little details, and correct me if I'm wrong, but they're going to give away 28 to 30 homes a year. You've signed up to be the sole flooring sponsor, so if you just run the numbers, those homes are somewhere between 27 to 3,500 square feet apiece. So you're agreeing to give away roughly, you know, 80 to 100,000 square feet of flooring a year. And the way the program works is you donate the flooring, they give away the house, and they sell these chances to win for $100 apiece. So they end up, I guess, over the course of a year, making about $24 million giving away these homes, and they just gave away, I think, one in Chattanooga last week. That's kind of the way the program works, isn't it?
You've got it exactly how it works. In fact, I can tell you that right up to almost last week, since the program started, they have raised about $238 million for St. Jude and for the Children's Research Hospital. which is just incredible to me. There have been a grand total of 302 homes that have been given away since they started. You're right, they give away 28 to 30 homes a year. And so it's a tremendous fundraising effort on behalf of St. Jude. We're honored to be part of it.
Well, you know, when somebody hears you're going to do this, your phones are going to ring again, and they're going to be other people wanting you to do other things. I mean, I'm sure all the time you're hearing opportunities that you could, you know, give things away. How did you decide on St. Jude to be one of your core philanthropic focuses?
Well, you're right. I mean, there's so many people that need help in so many different avenues and so many walks of life. It is hard to choose. What we liked about St. Jude is the tremendous research they're doing to help children, really not just even here in the United States, but around the world, that are suffering from these childhood cancers. And their track record is really incredible. When the hospital started, when Danny Thomas started it in 1962, the cure rate for the most common form of childhood cancer was 4%. They have worked hard and improved that recovery now to over 90%. And that is so encouraging. And so the dollars go so far when we support something like St. Jude. It's not just for the children that are there. It's these cures and these medicines and these treatments that help kids all around the world.
Mm-hmm. And I heard a statistic the other day when we were first hearing a little bit of news about this, that it costs $1.7 million a day to run St. Jude, doesn't it?
That's correct. $1.7 million a day just to operate the hospital. And that's in part because the patients and their families that are sent there really don't pay a dime. If you have insurance, they'll collect from the insurance companies. But beyond that, the patients and their families are there solely for the treatment and to focus on getting better, and they don't have to worry about the financial side of being a patient there at St. Jude.
Yeah. Just real quick before we run out of time, there's a kind of an interesting story about how Danny Thomas decided to open this hospital. Why don't you give that to us briefly, if you would?
As I recall the story, Danny Thomas was down to his last $10, mm-hmm. and his wife had been in the hospital with having their first child.
Right.
And the hospital had said to Danny that it's going to cost you, I think the number was $72 to get her out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. And on his way home, he was not a real religious man, but he stopped in a church. He was so moved by the message that he put his only $10 in the offering plate and made a promise there that if the Lord would help him get his family out of the hospital, he would someday do something to pay him back. And he got home to his house that night, and his mother said he got a letter in the mail offering him a job to film a commercial, and ironically, that commercial paid $72. So he did the commercial, got the $72, and got his family out of the hospital, and he committed right then to someday do something like St. Jude.
And later on, he became a very successful comedian and had enough money to kick this thing off, and that's the story.
It's just an incredible experience to go over there. I had the pleasure of visiting, and to anybody that's listening, if you're ever in Memphis and get a chance to visit St. Jude, it's a life-changing experience.
Well, Randy, I appreciate it so much, and again, I commend you guys at Shaw's for sponsoring this. It's a very noble philanthropic effort. Again, we've been talking to Randy Merritt about Shaw Industries' national sponsorship of the St. Jude Dream Home, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.